All right, today we are bringing you a series of interviews about the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly how it's affecting our local community and our business community. So now on the phone, we have a longtime retailer here in Laguna Beach and currently the owner of Tide Assets and the World Newsstand. That's my friend Heidi Miller. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
We're hanging in there. I came out of isolation specifically to come into the studio and do these interviews today. So we're still trying to be of service to the community as best we can here.
It's so important because people don't know where to turn. That's one of the problems. They don't know where to turn.
Right. And Orange County specifically doesn't really have its own coverage of this. We have to watch national or LA coverage. So it's hard to get local information. So that's what we're trying to do today.
So, well, wonderful.
So how are you personally holding up right now?
Well, personally, I'm fine. Having my stores closed has enabled me to go up and visit my parents in San Francisco a little bit more often and come back down. It's difficult because there's zero income coming in from both my stores.
Right.
So that's a difficult thing. But I'm trying to get out there and, you know, do a little exercise outside to breathe the fresh air and to get the negative out of my mind and get back into a positive mode.
Yeah. So what did you just receive the mandate that says all non-essential businesses have to close and you just closed? I mean, you didn't get like a notice or anything like that. You just had to close right then and there.
Yeah, that's what it was. And it was basically that notice as well as kind of a word of mouth rapid fire that went through the community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we found out. Plus, I think it's just kind of smart. The funny thing with me is I've got a supply of toilet paper here. So I've been telling people, if you really need it, let me know and come in and get some.
You better be careful saying that on the air.
I had three people come in yesterday and they were all picking it up for a senior who couldn't get out. And
great.
I thought that was great.
So,
but that's how I got my news. And that's how I've continued to get the news. The local news is kind of word of mouth and a few little trickles from a couple of the papers and podcasts and things like that.
Right. Well, how have people managed to help your stores during this time? Have they bought gift cards? Have they shopped online? Anything like that?
Well, I have a couple of friends. You know, I did some kind of comical ads and posts, if you will, on Facebook and Instagram, and you know, things like, you know, gift with purchase, toilet paper, you know.
Yeah.
If you have to go out, go on incognito, so come in and buy some camouflage leggings. I mean, things like that that trying to kind of brought some levity to the situation. And I've had a few of my friends call and buy gift cards, and they want to be supportive. But, of course, a lot of them are on the same position. You know, they're either their jobs, they have to work from home now. Oftentimes, there's no income coming in because a lot of my friends own restaurants and other stores. So they're in a similar position that I am. So it's just a really difficult thing. I mean, I keep telling people the way you can help people is call the store. There's a voicemail. Leave a voicemail if you don't get them because some of the stores are closed.
Yeah.
And purchase gift cards now and use those later. Like for me, gift cards from Tide Assets are good for the newsstand too. I just received a huge shipment yesterday because I kind of forgot that my regular shipment was just going to continue to come in.
Right.
And I got a big shipment of magazines, and I'm like, oh, geez, what do I do with all this stuff? So, you know, I'm going to send out a little notice that says, we deliver. You're stuck at home. Do you have a book? Well, you don't have a book.
Great.
Let me bring you some magazines. So, you know, they can call my store, Tide Assets store number, and I can bring them, you know, I can bring them magazines. And it's one way that I can keep my employee there paid, even though he's not working. And that's super important to me. You know,
let's make sure people know what you do sell at both of your stores. Of course, the newsstand is one of Orange County's only remaining newsstands, right?
It is, if not the only. I think South Coast Plaza is more knick-knack paddywhack now, less magazines.
So you might be the last one, yeah.
Yeah. So we carry every magazine you could imagine and more. You know, everything from finance, health and fitness, the weeklies, car and driver, all those type of things, as well as gardening, interior decor. And we'll deliver to you. So all you do is call my store, which is 949-497-0005. That's the Tide Asset store. And let us know what you want. We'll deliver it. And that way we can keep Lewis paid, which is great. So
okay.
Those are the things that are helpful. Gift cards, call to make an appointment and come in privately, one-on-one. There's nothing illegal about that. And people can come in if they want to do a little private shopping. I've got one lady that wants to do that, and that'll be a help too. So we've got to be innovative. We've got to think of outside the box.
Well, and I want to ask you, like, before this happened, wasn't the struggle already there, you know, for yourself and any retailer in Laguna Beach? It was already hard, right?
Well, I feel like a punching bag, you know, going and coming at me in every single direction. You know, every time you turn around, somebody's kicking you in the knees and buckling you again. So if it's not the economy, the problems in Laguna with all the empty storefronts, with locals that don't shop downtown, with just the general economy in general, all those things that have compounded. So yes, it was terrible before, and now it's even gotten worse.
Yeah.
So the one thing is we've learned, because we've gone through this a little bit, you know, to have a little stronger backbone and to be a little bit more innovative. And that has already been in our forefront, you know, because of the way the situation is now. So now we're a little bit more prepared. So, okay, this is round two. What do we do now? Mm-hmm. Let's be a little bit more creative. Like Lindsay over at Nirvana, you know, she's providing food and takeout meals and all kinds of wonderful things to help the people that can't get out and that can't find the things that they need. So, you know, we all got to think outside the box, because this isn't our first rodeo. We've seen the economy here in Laguna deteriorate for the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's almost like retailers have been hit so hard already that you're almost more prepared for this than anybody, because it's like.
You're exactly right. And my fear, because I have a lot of friends in town and a lot of friends in Newport and surrounding towns that have businesses and small restaurants. And my fear is that if this takes too long to come back, that many of those people are not going to be able to reopen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you hear that they're going to send $1,000 to every person. Well, you know, when you're used to doing that a day in sales in a store and you're going to be closed for a couple months, does that really, really help in the big picture, you know?
Right.
And then also, do you want to take a small business loan out to survive? Do you want to go in debt to survive? That's another thing that people really have to realize and have to think. You know, do I want to take a $50,000 SBA loan out, government-backed loan, at 3.75% interest, and go in debt again when you already see the economy and you see the retail and you see the restaurants declining? It's something everybody's going to have to think about.
So if this does last into the summer, which, you know, to me, without being a prognosticator, is indeed what it looks like is going to happen, at least in some capacity. I mean, do you see closure after closure after closure in Laguna Beach? You know, the worst ever?
Yeah, I do. I do. And one of the reasons is one of my best friends lives in Hong Kong. And she said, and they're weeks ahead of us, you know, with this, you know, coronavirus. And she says that now there are storefronts that are dropping like flies. She said they're closing overnight, just one after the other. And I think you're going to see it in pretty much every area. I mean, Italy and a few other places made some drastic moves, you know, to help and to help their, you know, their small businesses and retail and restaurants and things like that. They've done some drastic measures, which were wonderful. But so far, I haven't heard of anything like that for our country and for Laguna Beach. So it is difficult. And I do think that we're going to see, unfortunately, some lovely stores and places closed because they just can't stay open under these circumstances. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months without customers.
Can you give us the idea of what the margin is already for retail? Like what percentage margin are you already operating on without this pandemic happening?
Well, I mean, really, if you run a tight ship, you know, you're going to make, 25-30% pre-tax profit if you run a really tight ship, you know. And then, you know, say I make $1,000 a day in retail sales. Well, my net out of that's only going to be about $350 if I run a really tight ship.
Yeah.
Right. So you look at that, and can you how many more days and months and weeks can you withstand not getting just the break even point? So for me, all I'm looking at right now, I just want to break even or come close to it with online sales. With, you know, I have an Etsy shop, and so if I could get, you know, at least close to that, then I'll be okay.
Well, let's talk about how people can go to all those things to support you. So let's talk about again how they can call you, how they can find you on Etsy, how they can schedule a delivery from the newsstand. I'll go over all of that again.
Well, wonderful. With the newsstand, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of magazines sitting there, more coming in every day. So if you need anything, just call my store. It's Tide Assets at 949-497-0005. If we're not here for any reason, leave a message. We'll call you right back, and we can make a delivery to you from the newsstand. And we have everything, everything you could possibly want. For Tide Assets, again, call the same number, 949-497-0005 and call it and order a gift card. Maybe you've got somebody's birthday or an anniversary coming up, and you know that person, that your wife, your sister, your daughter loves my store. Buy a gift card that they can use later. I can keep it here at the store under your name, or I can send it to you in the mail. Those are wonderful. Now, ever since when I donated my kidney, I started a new company. It's called Heidi Miller by Design, and it makes these beautiful, beautiful vases and trees and containers out of repurposed jewelry. Since I repurposed my kidney, I repurpose the jewelry and I make all these wonderful things. And I have it on my Etsy account. I have an Etsy shop. And if you just go on Etsy, which is ETSY.com, and type in all lowercase Heidi Miller by Design, my store will pop up. And I have all these really beautiful handmade things. And they've got a lot of Laguna love in them because so many people in Laguna have brought me down all of their old jewelry, their broken pieces, things they don't need anymore, their mother's old jewelry box filled with treasures. And I've made just dozens and dozens of gorgeous, gorgeous things. So those are three ways that people can help. And for anybody in need of toilet paper, I do still have about 60 rolls.
Okay, well, there's that too. You might get overwhelmed by that one.
Well, that's okay. If I can be of help, then come on down. I'm happy to hand it out.
I might personally come by and get one of those. We're almost out, so.
Oh, come definitely come by. Definitely come by.
All right.
So, Heidi. And I want to give a shout out because today's Chris Keller's birthday, and he's an entrepreneur, fabulous entrepreneur in town. You know, Casa de Camino and the Marine Room. And those two places, you know, have been closed. And so they definitely need our help, too. So
Absolutely.
Let's rally around Laguna and let's show Laguna love.
Very well said. Heidi Miller, owner of Tide Assets and World Newsstand, longtime retailer and local here in town. Thank you for your perspective on this. And of course, like you said, let's rally the community to do whatever we can to help you and every other closed business right now. So thank you so much, Heidi, for joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. We'll see you soon. Stay safe. Coming up in a few more minutes, and again, we've got a series of interviews today. We've got 5 or 6 more. The next one is going to be Pam Estes and Linda Seville from the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach about what's going on at the club, maybe some ideas of what you can do with your kids right now while everyone is home, and of course, how this is impacting them also. It's KXFM. I'm Tyler Russell. Please stay tuned.